of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today I feel called to speak on how to let go and let God. This is literally something that has been just mentioned to me multiple times in different ways throughout this week. And I think it's starting to bring a lot of attention to letting go of the past realities that no longer serve us. Really being able to stand in your purpose of what you're presently creating. And yeah, just ultimately being in that state of reflection so that way you're able to receive your wisdom from your past moments, but also flowing towards the newness, even if it's uncertainty that you're facing. So before we jump into this conversation, can we please ground ourselves wherever you are? Place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut, and welcome in the energy of flow. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale from the mouth. And as you inhale, say to yourself, I inhale and breathe in calmness, peace, and love. And as you exhale, I am letting go and releasing tension, worry, and stress from my body. Imagine letting go of all of the resistance, visualizing them floating away like leaves on a stream, and repeat, I let go and let God. I let go and let God. I let go and let God. Now imagine a warm, comforting light filling your body. This light represents the guidance, the divine support of the higher power. And repeat to yourself, I trust. I trust. I trust. I trust myself to surrender to the flow of life. I trust myself to surrender to the flow of life. I trust myself to surrender to the flow of life. Final deep breath in. peace. I am at peace. May we let go of any resistance. May we let go of anything that is holding us back from becoming who we truly are. May we step into our energy and step into who we are with purpose, power, and presence. So it shall be immediately and abundantly. Asha. So now that we grounded ourselves during our meditation, I think in this time, it's important for us to recognize that letting go and letting God is not about being passive or doing nothing. It essentially is just you standing in an active state of surrender. And an example of that would be like, imagine that you're floating down a river, like in an inner tube, like one of those little donut joints. And like, you're literally flowing and you're trying to control every twist and turn of the river. And you're paddling, you know, against the current to go exactly where you think you should be going. And you become tense and tired and frustrated. You know, you might even get stuck in a part of the, you know, rocks, or, you know, you might literally go against where you're meant to flow because you're literally fighting the natural flow, you know? So you don't want to scrape against the rocks or anything, but you're literally paddling so much that you're trying to get out of the spot. Like, it's as if you're trying to control every detail of your life that is becoming overwhelmed by the resistance. So letting go is like relaxing in the inner tube. Like, you still have the ability to steer gently. Like, you can navigate around the obvious obstacles. Like, if there's something coming towards you, you know, you can literally move from left to right. But this is when you accept that you're in an active state of surrender. Like, you're no longer fighting the main current. You trust the river now and being able to just be carried downstream. You know, you might not know exactly what's around the next bend, but you do trust that the river has its own path. So letting God is like the river's wisdom. The river represents the larger force, that higher wisdom. It has its own momentum, has its own way of navigating the landscape, but by surrendering to its flow, you can conserve your energy and allow the river to take you places where you might have it not even considered. You know, you being able to reach it on your own, you know, you just being able to flow towards where God is already leading you, that path is already cultivated for you. You know, it has beautiful scenery, has unexpected opportunities along the way. You know, you probably would have missed these joints if you was too busy trying to control every part of the journey, trying to paddle, trying to furiously guide that joint. Like, no, I want to go this way. And it's like, sometimes you really cannot control every inch of your journey, you know? So I just think that some of the ways that we can really be able to embody this energy is, first off, acknowledge the current. Like, we have to understand that, you know, we're recognizing the forces that play in our life, and it's beyond our direct control, like the river's current. You know, the river has its own current, it has its own flow, it has its own destination. So when we're in it, we must accept and trust that we're being led where we're meant to be, not led astray, even at times where you want to, you know, grip and force things, you know. So the second thing would be like to release our grip on the pedals, you know, stop trying to force things to go your way. You know, your intention is impactful. And once you took the action upon your intention, I think that's when we really have to let go of the expectation or let go of the specific outcome in your mind, because even that has the possibility of it being small. Because there's something so much more grander on the other side. You just have to let go to see it. So trust the flow. Have faith that there's a natural progression to things, even if it's not immediately clear. I feel like faith through uncertainty is something that literally has guided me into this part of my journey. Like, to even be here right now, to even share anything. The fact that I'm even saying this on a radio show. It's just like, if I would have been trying to control every part of my journey, this literally would not have happened. Like, oh no, I don't see this for myself. I'm not doing this. Like, I didn't, this was not a part of my plan. Like it wasn't, but it is, you know, like I really didn't see myself doing this and having divine beings tell me like, you need to continue to share your voice, like continue to speak. I'm so grateful, like, you know, beings that really see the bigger aspiration and the ambition and what we're cultivating together. Like, but yeah, if I, I'm gonna choke the beer. If I literally was trying to control every part of my journey, like, I promise you, I wouldn't even be here in this place that I am right now. So yeah, this is from the part of me acknowledging the gentle guidance, not force. You know, like, I can still make choices and take actions, but that's the same way as gently steering the inner tube. But I do that in harmony with the flow rather than against it. So once I see where the flow is going, it's like, okay. Like, you have to really recognize, like, what you can control and what's out of your control. And I think sometimes we put a lot of force into things that it's like literally out of our control. And just enjoying the ride, like, oh my goodness. Like, when you're not fighting the current, you're definitely able to appreciate the journey and the present moment, the gift of life that's within your presence. So, yeah, I just hope that breaks that down a little more, you know, of just acknowledging how we can be able to see ourselves in that tube sometimes and seeing ourselves in this river and just being like, wow, like, I'm really amongst a huge journey and some parts are uncertain. And instead of me putting more force, I could be, you know, forcing anxiety, forcing stress, forcing pressure upon myself by doing it. Now I have the opportunity to relax and enjoy the journey. Like, take us back to our inner child when we went to like Clementon Park and went to the lazy river and just sat there and was just like, yes, I'm being taken on the ride, you know? Like, you probably wanted to move from some parts, like when they have a whole a water fall, and you like, oh, I might not want that directly in my face. So you gently shift, you know, the water, you shift the current a little bit, you know, and you move over to the side, you go underneath it instead of right through it, and you still enjoy the journey, you know. So I felt called to bring this book to the forefront. It's called The Power of Positive Energy. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing their name right, but I think it's Tenaz Chubb. This book came to me a while ago and I just opened it up. And I really find it interesting how this just aligned with the whole topic. The exercise is getting rid of things that don't serve you. So we're about to go through this real quick. So if y'all didn't know, start by making a list of all the things that are no longer serving you. These could be relationships, commitments, belief, habits, the way that you treat yourself, and so on. Aim to get as many as possible on your list. Sometimes you have to dig a little deep in order to uncover all the things that no longer serve you. Once you have your list, see if you could find one or two things that really stand out to you. The biggest items on your list might actually be responsible for many other problematic things in your life. And perhaps you never even realized it. For example, if your job is no longer serving you, its influence can be spilling over into other areas of your life and contributing to other things that are no longer serving you, like a negative attitude, poor relationships with your family, or even self-deprecating thoughts. When you keep negative people, jobs, or commitments in your life, they have a ripple effect and start to make other areas of your life negative as well. But sometimes the process of fixing, clearing, or shifting a few things that are no longer serving you can have profound effects in your life. Now it's time to think about solutions.
Forget all the problems, fears, and baggage that come along with these areas and keep your energy focused on the solution. Ask yourself, is there anything I could do that can allow me to change this situation into one that serves me? Can I shift my mindset? Can I try a new strategy? Can I communicate my feelings better? If the situation can't be changed for the better by your efforts, then you may have to consider dumping it from your life. So then it goes into learning how to surrender, which is perfect. Perfect for this. One of the most powerful things you can do in your life is to surrender to the things that are not in your control. In this life, you can only be responsible for yourself, your actions, your thoughts. Everything else is somewhat beyond your control. When you surrender to this and accept the things you cannot control, it makes life less stressful and it allows you to embrace the flow of the universe. When you surrender to who you are, to your life, and to the universe, that is when you truly can be guided. If you want to experience what your soul truly came here to do in this magical universe, you need to learn how to release and let go. Many of us understandably have a hard time surrendering. We carry old pains and thoughts for years, holding on to them out of fear or because that is all we have known. If you hold on to the past or cling to expectations of the future, it can be very difficult for you to create a meaningful life that feels in sync with the universe. When you are so caught up in everything, it blinds you and makes you feel confused, afraid, and anxious. So many of us fall into the trap of holding on to pains, regrets, and sorrows of the past. So it's really time for us to let go of anything that is no longer serving us. Because so many of us worry about the future and attempt to plot and plan every step ahead of us. But we all know that life doesn't go according to plan. But many of us still get disappointed or upset when our expectations aren't met. Surrendering and letting go allows you to release any expectations or painful past memories and frees you to embrace and accept whatever comes your way. When you don't have expectations or judgments about your life and who you are, you give yourself more room to accept what does flow into your life. When you don't have expectations or judgments about your life and who you are, you give yourself more room to accept what does flow into your life. I had to repeat that because that really just hit me. I really feel like I gave myself the opportunity to have more room to really just be. And in being my authentic self, I was able to see all the things that I felt guided to experience, or I seen the flow of life, you know, a lot more clear than it would have been if I had my blinders on from me being focused on giving my energy to something outside of me. You know, so it's so interesting how some of these conversations come back to like a job and stuff like that. And I think it's because the jobs have a lot of our time. Like if it's not a part time, it's a full time, because, you know, we be having full time liabilities. It makes sense on why we have the job, but the part that sometimes gets a little shaky is like how much energy you exude to give to a job above your own needs, whether that's mental, physical, emotional, or, you know, it's all spiritual end of the day. So I think that's really interesting, because like once I got terminated from the job, it gave me the ability to just have all the time for myself that I know I needed or that I was required. I got to ask myself the questions of what I want to do today. What is on my agenda for the energy that I want to serve today? And just being intentional with every step. And even when it got to the parts that were very uncertain, which became a large part of the journey, I was truly able to just lean into what I was creating, and that created the sight or created the vision to see the next part of the path. So yeah, I think that we are existing in what it's like to let go and let God. And even when it comes to like letting go of relationships that no longer serve you, you know, that could be a difficult, you know, process, but it is a part of acknowledging that your positive energy needs to be affirmed from within yourself. Like, this is when it comes back to self-love. Like, you deserve to really be able to stand in the positive energy that you're cultivating. And just to break that down, to understand positive energy, because I don't like to make this a whole topic about positive and negative, but because we are reading The Power of Positive Energy, I do want to just break down what this is. So positive energy is a vibrational frequency that resonates within us. It's a spark that ignites our passions, it fuels our creativity, and connects us to our inner selves. So the primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but rather the thoughts about it. The primary cause of happiness is never the situation, but rather the thoughts about it. You know, I think it's interesting how we know the things that we want to do, or we might know the things that we should be doing, or, you know, you have an inclination towards something that you feel guided to do, but your thoughts can sometimes contradict, you know, what you literally feel called to do. Like if I say, ooh, I want to make my own beats, like, I don't know, you know, I might have intrusive thoughts after that, like, but how you gonna do that? Or what software you got? Do you got a DAW? But your laptop glitchy. Oh, how? But you gotta get somebody else to do that, because, oh, you start making the beat, it's like, oh no, this is John corny, like, how, you know, it's just like all these other thoughts, like, that can literally be the cause of unhappiness. Like the situation at hand is, I'm making this beat and I should be able to just enjoy the journey and not have so much of an expectation of it being so perfect, or, you know, a certain type of way right away, that it takes me out of the growth, it takes me out of the persistence, the ability to see that I'm going to get better and better each time. Like, you know, instead I can have the chance to let the thought take me out of that reality of what I'm creating. So, you know, I think it's really important to know that, like, essentially your positive energy is sparking your passions, fueling your creativity, and connecting you to your inner self for a reason. You know, it's bringing you to something that is for you, that is uniquely aligned for you. But if you don't let go of what your past reality was, or the past way that you thought about yourself, or, you know, like, just shedding. Like, I feel like we're having a lot of shedding. Like, there's a lot of different things that were in our past, and because we're coming into an energy of completion, we really have to recognize those different things of our past so that we're able to step into our present. So, yeah, just to give you some questions that I really feel like would bring up a deep understanding. What are some thought patterns or habits that might be holding you back from embracing positive energy? How can you incorporate mindfulness and self-care into your daily routine? And what are some of the ways that you can share positivity with others that can create a ripple effect of love and kindness? Before we close, I'm definitely talking about this ripple effect, because when we cultivate positive energy, it doesn't just impact us. It ripples out to those around us. So this is where that saying comes in with being the change that you wish to see in the world. Because, like, believing that you can is noticing that you're already halfway there. And your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. So make them positive, you know? Like, that is where the fight is. When you feel the intrusive thoughts, you have to affirm louder, stronger, and just believe that what you're cultivating and the intention that you set for yourself, that you spoke about, that you prayed on, that you sat with yourself with, is literally manifesting through your action. And you taking the step, even if it's uncomfortable, you putting the step towards to be able to see that reality, given a chance, given an opportunity towards what you didn't even know, could literally bring forth something so much more grander than what you ever expected. So yes, I hope this gives just a great intro to letting go and letting God. And I'm looking forward to us just stepping into the reality of what it's like to just flow. And as I said before, flow is faith lives over worry. And yeah, I hope to speak more about this topic as we continue to grow and flow. And on that note, I'll catch y'all next Monday rising 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.